This is Rhema for today.
Now then, let's go on over to Exodus, the 23rd chapter, the 25th and 26th verses. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water. Now, I believe that's symbolic. I don't mean he meant, oh, you'll have to eat his bread and water, and I'll bless that. No, he uses that as a type or a symbol. In other words, I'll bless your food. I'll bless what you eat. I'll take sickness away from the midst of it. Hallelujah. Well, if he takes sickness away from the midst of them, they never are sick. How are they going to die? And I noted, there shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in the land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. No, he didn't say they wouldn't die, but he gave them the potentiality of living their full length of time down here below without sickness.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin wraps up his teaching, How to Possess the Land, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Glory to God. Well, I didn't finish the story. I better get back to it. Don't you remember where I was? No, the devil said, that's just for the Old Testament, that long life business. I said, if I can find anything in the New Testament on it. So I found this, first of all. Notice, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. And this is the promised land. That it may be well with thee, and your days may be long on the earth. Then I run my reference. It carried me on over here, and you can turn with me if you want to 1 Peter. We looked at these scriptures here before, but they'll bear repetition. You'll notice that Peter, hallelujah, thank God for the word. Amen. Third chapter of 1 Peter. Now notice, 10th and the 11th verses. For he that would love life and see good days. Those are not good days when you're sick, are they? He that would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that to speak no guile. See, Peter is quoting from the Psalms. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. Remember we read back there in that 11th chapter about the eyes of the Lord are over that land from the beginning of the year to the end of it. Hallelujah. And his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Well, when I read this scripture, I'd already had the other one. He that would love life and see good days. Hallelujah. I knew long life belonged to me. I jumped up out of that chair. I'd been sitting there 6 hours and a half. I jumped up out of that chair with a Bible in one hand and doubled up my other hand, my fist, and kicked. I said, get out of here, devil. That's you talking to me in that audible voice, seemingly spectacularly supernatural. Get out of here. Get out of here. I kicked him all across the room. Kicked him out the door, kicked him off of the front porch, and sent him running down the street. And I said, standing there in that room, I'm not going to die today. I'm not going to die tomorrow. I'm not going to die next week. I'm not going to die next year. I'm not going to die next 5 years. I'm not going to die next 10 years. I'm not going to die the next 20 years. I'm not going to die the next 30 years. I'm not going to die the next 40 years. I'm not going to die the next 50 years. I'm not going to die the next 55 years. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Say, well, how long are you going to live? I don't know. It said, I noticed this text said, I'll satisfy him with long life. I'm going to live till I'm satisfied. Amen. Amen. Well, I'll be 75 my next birthday. I'm going on up to 80 and on up to 85 and over to 87. And then I'm going to check up on it. If I'm satisfied, I'm going to check out. If I'm not satisfied, I'm going to hang around a little while longer. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God forevermore. Amen. I'll renew their youth like the eagles. Hallelujah. They tell me, I don't know. I heard a fellow say one time, I haven't checked up on it, but they say an eagle lives a long time. And they said, you know, he'll get real old and his beak just wears out. Well, he's got to have that beak to go with, you see. They said he'll fly way off up in the high places by himself, and he'll take that beak and beat it off against a rock or something till it disappears, and then another one will grow out, and he gets his youth renewed, and here he goes again. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He renews my youth like the eagles. I'm going up higher. I'm going up higher. I'm going up higher. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise his holy name. Thank you, Lord. Come and go with me. I'm not bound for the promised land. I'm in it. I'm in it. Glory to God. Come on. Enjoy the blessings of God that belongs to you. All right. Notice this. Go back again now. Go back again to Deuteronomy, the 11th chapter. Notice he says, and your days shall be multiplied. Hallelujah. And the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. Notice he's talking about as days of heaven on the earth in connection with the fact that your days are multiplied. Whew. I'm enjoying the days of heaven upon the earth. No, Canaan's land's not a type of heaven. Canaan's land's a type of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Being filled with the Holy Ghost. Yes. It's a type of divine healing and a type of divine health. Hallelujah. Now you know what God said to Israel about healing, don't you? Number of different things. But go back real hurriedly to the 15th chapter of Exodus and the 26th verse. And said, the Lord said it, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee which I brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Now that's really a little misleading. Dr. Robert Young, and you can read this down in the library because I've got a copy of it. Dr. Robert Young is author of Young's Analytical Greek and Hebrew Concordance, you know. Also has a translation of the Bible, Young's translation. But then he wrote some more. He points out that the verbs in the Hebrew, they had no permissive sense for them, but that we translated them into causative sense. He said this should have been translated, I will permit none of the diseases upon thee. Because you see, actually, God didn't put those diseases on people. Read on through the Bible. The Bible is progressive revelation. After all, where would God get the disease to put it on you? There's not any disease or sickness up in heaven, is there? Then he doesn't have any there. But you see, as we read on, come over to the New Testament, and you don't get the full light until you get into the New Testament. The Old Testament's types and shadows. You standing in the shadow, you don't see things as you should. But you come over to the New Testament, and like this verse, Acts 10:30, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Now you see, it's called sickness, satanic oppression, not God oppressing. So now we need to understand that. The point is, though, that he said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Now then, let's go on over to Exodus, the 23rd chapter, the 25th and 26th verses. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water. Now, I believe that's symbolic. I don't mean he just that he meant all you'll have to eat is bread and water, and I'll bless that. No, he uses that as a type or a symbol. In other words, I'll bless your food. I'll bless what you eat. I'll take sickness away from the midst of you. Hallelujah. Well, if he takes sickness away from the midst of them, they never are sick. How are they going to die? I noted. There shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in the land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. No, he didn't say they wouldn't die, but he gave them the potentiality of living their full length of time down here below without sickness. Because if he takes sickness away from the midst of them, they wouldn't be sick, would they? All right, let's go on over now. Let's go over to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter and the 40th verse. Thou shalt keep therefore his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee this day, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee, and that thou mayest prolong. Prolong means make them long. Prolong thy days upon the earth, which the Lord thy God giveth thee forever. Now turn on over to the 7th chapter of Deuteronomy. And the Lord will take away from thee all, how much of it? All sickness, and will put or permit none of the evil diseases of Egypt which thou knowest upon thee, but will permit them upon all them that hate thee. Well, now somebody said, yeah, but now that just belongs to Israel, you know. That's not for us today. We're living under a different covenant. Thank God we are. But remember, it's a better covenant, established on better promises. So if it doesn't have just as much as the old had, then it's not better. But besides that, amen, you want a proof text that it belongs to us? Turn to the 13th chapter of Romans. The 13th chapter of Romans. Now notice, let's start reading with the 8th verse. Owe no man anything but to love one another. Now again, some folks have taken that out of its setting. Owe no man anything, said you oughtn't to buy anything on credit. Well, that's foolish to begin with. Of course, there's some people, if you don't know how to handle credit, you're going to get in trouble. God's not to blame, you are.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's CD entitled The Secret to My Success. We're also offering Lynette Hagin's Seed Thoughts Devotional. Last but not least is Kenneth W. Hagin's book entitled Expect. All these items at the special price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
And you know what? We are accepting applications.
Yes.
For Rhema Bible Training College for the fall of 2024. And so you can go to rbtc.org/apply. Or there's information there that will help you to understand what Rhema is all about.
That's right.
Monday, Kenneth Hagin will start a powerful teaching from the Rhema Archives. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.